Oh, for sure. It was that I understood absolutely zero about software development. Like, I had no clue before I started. And the initial version of Bitter was actually built by an outsourcing company. They're based in Romania, in Cluj. I went to visit them a few times and I was like, oh yeah, they actually look like legit guys. They did not have experience with Bitcoin, but they were very keen to learn. And yeah, we started off the journey. We were building for about, well, I'd say 8 months or so. And that was actually going well for I don't know, maybe 1, 2 years. But then because they now had experience with Bitcoin, they were this like very popular company for software development because they were the guys that knew and they got very busy. They got a ton more projects. They at some point even built like an actual exchange, like with trading engine and whatnot. So they had less and less time for me, which is totally fine. I mean, I understand that you, as a software developer, you want to work on stuff that excites you, not so much on stuff that's like already built and it just needs to be maintained. And right about the same time, I unfortunately had to close Bitter in the Netherlands. And so yeah, it kind of came nicely together that I was like, well, I'm kind of annoyed that when I want to do upgrades or when I want to implement new stuff on Bitter, I'm always like dependent on other people. And at the same time, I had all this like spare time now that I no longer had to operate a company. So I was like, you know, like the whole backend, it's written in Elixir. Let me do some like starting courses on Elixir. And yeah, I was doing that for about 6 weeks, maybe 2 months. And then I was like, okay, I think I got the hang of this. And I just like, we had this huge backlog of things because we were always only doing the most important upgrades. And then I just like looked at my backlog and I was like, oh, this issue, I think I can fix it. And yeah, just from one thing to the next, I now basically maintain the whole stack myself. And it's very liberating to be able to make the changes you need to make yourself.